the English Martial Arts Podcast Show.
The Habbo radio station everyone loves.
I love them a lot.
Hello and welcome to the English Martial Arts Podcast Show. This is the first one in a while due to the fact that I've been moving hosts from Buzzsprout to Podient. And Podient is the new host, and this is where the new podcast will now be hosted. So from now on, it will be full steam ahead. In this episode, I'd like to talk about keeping yourself healthy. The reason being is a lot of people, as they get older, or even young people, have many things wrong with them, and you need to sort of take care of yourself. And we'll start with something like diabetes. Now, diabetes is a strange illness because a bit of sugar in your blood or the lack of sugar in your blood can really, really make you ill. You have to be careful of bruises. You have to keep an eye on wounds and any kind of cuts on your feet. And it really is, people have to inject insulin or take pills for it. And it's quite a severe illness to have. And you have type 1 and type 2. But that shouldn't stop you from fitness, exercise, and sort of going out and doing things. And of course, your fitness regime needs to change slightly, but not too much. Same with your martial arts practice. It doesn't have to change too much. Maybe not so much hard sparring or hard contact due to the fact of bruising and things like that. But you can still train and train as you always have, really. The first thing you need to realize is that you have the illness and that you need to alter the way you train and your training regime, as well as your diet. The intake of sugar is a no-no, really. I mean, although they do tell you to eat normally, you have to be very, very careful what you do eat. Also, when you're training, you have to make sure that you train sensibly and not erratically or over the top. You know, if you're going to get in and spar and you're going to go full contact, you have to make sure you wear the proper safety gear so that you don't get terrible bruises, you don't get hurt too much. But overall, you should still be able to do most things that are normal. But, you know, you have to keep in mind these things. And also, another thing with this kind of illness is don't give up. Keep going. Carry on as you were before with the little alterations to your lifestyle that you need. Now, it's really easy to give up and put on loads of weight and just sit there and be worried and doom and gloom all the time. But don't. Just get up, carry on as you were, stay fit, and, you know, carry on with your martial arts practice and just do what you can. I've seen many people with illnesses like this just give up because they think it's the end of the world, and it's not. You just carry on, do your best, and you get out of it what you can. You know, but you must stay fit with things like this. All right, you may put weight on. You may look like a fatty, but you can still be fit enough to live your life so that you can enjoy it. But you've got to make sure that you never, ever give up. Okay, moving on from that, we're going to talk about self-defense. Now, self-defense, it means a lot of different things to a lot of different people, but mainly it boils down to defending yourself in the street when you're attacked by people you know or don't know, whether it be unarmed or with a weapon. Now, I've discussed this before, especially the grappling side of it, where it's very unadvisable to go to the ground and fight, because you never know who this person is you're fighting. You don't know whether there are other people going to be involved, etc. So you have to be really, really careful, and you have to really make it quick, fast, so that you can get away quick and fast. You know, you can't prolong this. It's not a sparring match. You know, it should be bang, 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 you're away. You know, or bang, bang, throw, you're away. Or sweep, you're away. You know, you shouldn't be hanging about trying to spar this person. It's not a kung fu film. It's got to be quick, effective, and brutal. And to get this kind of fighting experience, especially in a gym or a kwun or a dojo or a dojang or an English martial arts place or any kind of European martial arts, you've got to have a teacher who thinks like that as well. You've got to have a martial mind. Now, I always talk about the martial mind. People get sick of it, but the martial mind is the most important part of your weapons that you own. Yeah, the martial mind is the ultimate weapon for you because it allows you to do what you have to do at a time rather than hesitate. Think, oh, no, I can't do this. It might hurt them or I'll get arrested or I'm so scared. You know, it allows you to follow through, do what you have to do and get away. And everybody needs to develop that kind of a martial mind because it's the only thing that's going to keep you alive or safe during these kind of confrontations. And the way to get the martial mind is to train in a way that allows you to put in overkill. And you, your teacher as well should be drumming this into you. There should be hand conditioning, body conditioning, you know, technique. There should be principles employed. Everything needs to be employed so that when it finally does come down to this, and it probably will sometime in your life, you will need to defend yourself, that you can do it efficiently, quickly, and get away. Not to say that you'll get away unscathed. You might get cut, stabbed. You might get smashed in the ear hole, in the face, kicked up the bollocks, you know, kicked in the kidneys, whatever. But, you know, you need to be able to survive this. Your mind needs to make you carry on, and you need to be able to do what you need to do to survive. Now, the best places to get this kind of training is obviously a lot of European martial arts have this, especially living lineages. Yeah. And you've got teachers like Craig Gaiemeyer, and, you know, you've got teachers like Terry Brown, all these people who teach effective European Western martial arts that work effectively, efficiently and quickly. And you've got many Asian martial arts as well that do the same thing. You have arts like Krav Maga from Israel. You know, you have many, many styles of traditional karate. You have traditional martial arts from Korea. You have the arts of China. You know, everywhere in the world, there are martial arts. And they all work if they're trained in properly. Of course, you have this modern crap, you know, this point fighting and other kinds of stuff where, you know, it's a totally unrealistic scenario, but they probably still train in the traditional side of their arts as well, which gives them that effectiveness in combat as long as they're training the mind as well. I mean, a good basic understanding of boxing and boxing footwork is a really great foundation to take your martial art forward, and that means any martial art. And what you really need to do is get that foundation. And I mean, a lot of teachers will add to boxing eye jabs, elbow smashes, knees, two or three different kinds of kicks, chokes, stand-up grappling, and on-the-floor grappling, up-and-down fighting. So, you know, that's a good way to start your martial arts career, and you'll never probably have to move on to anything else because it will give you everything you need, because teachers who teach that kind of thing also teach you how to improve your mind in a combat scenario. So that's it for this week, and or for this episode, I should say, and hopefully you'll join me for the next episode. Thank you.
Listen to us, because we listen to you.